Hey, it's your girl China, and I'm back with the Festival with China. And this episode is Dodge the Bad Energy. So basically, there has been a lot of weird energy around, period. Like, I'm even trying to figure out what direction I want to do. One minute I'm podcasting, one minute I'm blogging, one minute I'm thinking I want to do music or parody music, or, you know, I'm a Sag, so I'm just usually all over the place anyway. Very impulsive, get bored easily, the whole nine yards. But when I say dodge not the bad energy, is sometimes the people we love being around aren't for us. And it doesn't even just mean relationships, because a lot of people tend to think it's just a partner that can bring you down. It could be your selection of friends that can also bring you down or make you feel, you know what I mean, like there is no real friendship. Because say with support, now I know I made an episode and I've also told my supporters and the people that listen to me, don't worry about who's supporting you. But sometimes it's hard to even get that point, that part of it out of your head, when you realistically see that there are people who want you to support them, share their work, put money into their pockets. But when it comes to you, they're just watching. And when I say watching, I mean as in they've seen your post, scroll past, didn't like it, didn't comment, didn't share it. They've seen you in the story. And it's like, if you are the type of person that looks at your story views to see who's actually viewing your story, and you see that same person constantly there, and it's like, my nigga, you had the opportunity to share. You had the opportunity to comment. You had the opportunity to like it or to spend money, and you chose to do otherwise. So what is this friendship really based off of? Now, you also have to remove the people that are just not excelling as well. Just because people have a business-oriented lifestyle doesn't mean they're good for you as well. Because they could also be the type of person that just has a business lifestyle and all they think about is just money, not the business aspect of it or what it takes to be a real business owner. You know what I mean? So you have to make sure you surround yourself around energy that's going to reciprocate yours. But you also have to be selfish about you. Because if you feel uneasy around certain people in your life, or you feel anxiety rising, maybe that's a hint at this person or these group of people aren't for me. You know what I mean? Whenever you feel that jumpy, uneasy feeling, feel jittery or antsy, that's the telltale sign. That's the number one indication that this person or these people aren't for me, and I need to remove myself. And you don't have to do it in a negative way. You can treat distance with appreciation as well. Like, oh yeah, I appreciated what we had, or, you know what I mean, what there was, but I'm moving further in life, and I just, me sitting around, or, you know what I mean, me being around you is not helping that. No hard feelings. Sometimes you don't even have to explain yourself, because there's really nothing to explain. You're an adult. You're entitled. You know what I mean? There's no fucking commitment or obligation to that. But I want you to dodge those bad vibes that make you feel uneasy. Like, make you feel anxiety, make you feel angry, you know what I mean? And we're not even going to focus on relationships, because everyone has a relationship story to tell. No relationship is perfect. But as far as friendship, you should be able to hand select. I mean, you should be able to, it should be options of who you want to be around. It shouldn't have to be around somebody because you knew them for 10 plus years, or they're your day one. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, if the energy is not reciprocated, if the disrespect is there, if there's no boundaries set, if the person is constantly just doing the same thing, or you just feel you're giving more within that friendship than you're getting back in return, then that's not for you. People are good at being acquaintances. There's friends, there's people that you don't necessarily have to call your friends that you just party with. Those are your party, that's your party home girls. You know what I mean? A friend doesn't have to constantly speak every day. I'm not your nigga, I'm not fucking you. Like, but every time y'all link up, it should be able to be back to square one with no hard feelings. You know what I mean? No animosity. Because there's a lot of people in this world that are clingy, and they think, like, you know, like, you, they nigga. Like, you gotta be around them 24/7 to validate a friendship. No, nigga. Like, every time we link up, if it's the same energy and we're vibing, we're cool, and we can talk about and reminisce without there being an argument, then we're real friends. A real friend is gonna check up on you. You don't have to be on the phone or on a FaceTime call. You don't have to sit on the phone. A simple voice note, a simple text. People have lives. You know what I'm saying? Life outside of a friendship, life outside of a relationship, life outside of work. So those things that tend to be so demanding, that's what causes stress within us. That's what causes stress. You know what I mean? And clingy people don't really understand that. No way, no matter which way you put it, they always try to play the victim or try to make it seem like you're the problem. You know what I mean? Or those people are needy because of it's childhood trauma. You know what I mean? It's nothing you can fix about that. Everybody has their trauma which way or another, because especially if you live in New York City. What? And a lot of black families don't believe in mental illness. They say, don't label yourself. There's no such thing as ADHD. If that's the case, everyone has it. No, not everyone has ADHD. Not everyone has a mental illness. But before even making those assumptions or just talking the talk or not talking from experience, how about you try to get your child evaluated so that they don't become adults with so many problems that were unseen because they were not sent to a specialist, or now they become a narcissist where they feel like nothing they do is wrong because they've been enabled all their life and told they're not, there's no such thing as a mental illness, that you can get through it. That's why some people either take their life or they take someone else's. Dodge them bad vibes, because them bad vibes will give you lack of sleep, a lot of resentment, a lot of time wasted. When you could be using that energy to be around a good vibe, you could be using that energy to be around some people that, not saying to use, but benefit from. Like, sometimes change is good. Change is real good, as a matter of fact. I like change. Do you?